The study followed more than 700 people over an average period of 9 years who had suffered a stroke between the ages of 18 and 50. Released through the American Heart and Stroke Associations, the report found about a third had moderate disabilities in independently going about routine tasks like housework and caring for themselves. Dr. Frank Eric DeLue is lead author.
Most of us have the perception, I think, that when you discharge these patients and when they leave your outpatient, they'll do quite well. But if you then go into the details, as we did, it seems that a substantial number of patients is not able to function independently, for example, in daily living.
Roughly 10% of strokes occur in those aged 18 to 50 years. DeLue says typical care following a stroke lasts a few months, focusing on immediate symptoms like weakness, numbness, and language issues. But he adds sometimes difficulties executing daily tasks don't show themselves until months after a stroke, when patients aren't under regular care.
Your daily life and your daily performance is, of course, very much determined by, for example, cognitive performance. And are you still able to do complex tasks in work or in household? Are you able to do your financial administration? Are you able to fill out your taxes form, for example? Are you able to do complex tasks like running a household, bring your kids to school? And we felt that that was another important outcome, particularly in these young patients.
The study found that nearly 17% of patients who suffered a mini stroke had functional disabilities, and 11% had poor skills for independence. Those numbers increase with the severity of the stroke. DeLue says he hopes the study will shed a light on the need for longer, continuous care following a stroke and reinforce healthy lifestyles to prevent another stroke.
Currently doing a study on, for example, unemployment. And we see that these young stroke survivors are 10 times as frequent unemployed as compared to their healthy peers. And it's not always because they cannot do it anymore, but most of the times they cannot do it at the same level anymore. So if you can then discuss with their bosses or people who can help with rehabilitation, perhaps you can adopt and adapt the way they have to work, and perhaps these people can go back into work and can make a living of their own.
Dr. Larry Goldstein is a spokesman for the American Stroke Association. He says younger people tend to recover better from brain injuries than older patients because the younger brain is still developing and more able to adapt. He says the long-term effects found in this study reinforce the need for healthy choices early on in life to prevent a stroke from happening in the first place.
There's a big overlap between the causes and risk factors for stroke and heart disease and the causes and risk factors for Alzheimer's disease. So we haven't proven this yet, but it may be that addressing the same lifestyle and risk factor issues that I mentioned may not only help protect against having a stroke, but may also help protect against developing Alzheimer's disease later in life.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.